Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter who is kind of short.
And out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
Ta-da. Take us somewhere whimsical
Take
and magical,
away from
Robbie.
Yeah, take it away from Melbourne.
The grey Melbourne. It's pretty grey and disgusting
what
outside today.
To spring. Spring just didn't happen.
It happened. We're skipping it this year.
Yeah, it happened for 2 seconds and it was like, nah, sorry. Mm. Bye. But where are you taking us today, Robbie?
I'm going to talk to you about Halloween today.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Halloween.
Went to a fun dress-up party on Saturday. There's a lot of them happening at the moment. Was out on Saturday, actually, saw a lot of people dressed up. There was a lot of people dressed up for Halloween, a lot of people dressed up for Oktoberfest.
I have to say,
good combo. Your
partner was taking his life in his hands.
Yeah.
He dressed up as a nasty clown.
As a scary clown. I did say to him, do you want to take an Uber out? And he said, no, we'll drive.
Yeah,
you're going to get punched in the face if
exactly.
So talking about Halloween, which is, it seems to be getting bigger and bigger in Australia every year. It's perceived to be mostly an American holiday. It's actually the second highest grossing holiday in America after Christmas.
They go mad over it over there. I've got some friends who live in Tahunga in California, and they have a huge party every year and go nuts over it.
I didn't realize how commercial it was.
Yeah.
But it's
costumes are expensive, man.
Big spending holiday. So also, it's also big around the world, obviously, but in its more purest form. So Halloween is more commonly known around the world as sort of All Saints Day or a version of that, which is a day when the deceased can cross over to the land of the living. A day or a week, they've all got different time periods. Even the tradition of trick-or-treating came from Celtic origins, where they think that Halloween actually originated from, of leaving food and drinks out for your loved
the
ones.
Spirits, huh?
For the spirits. So the most famous one of all these, which we would all know about, is the Latin Festival of the Day of the Dead, which is a huge thing. Mexico is a big place for it. They do...
Isn't that Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
De Mayo, isn't that in May?
No. So the Day of the Dead Festival is a 3-day festival.
Okay.
Something different. People dress up as skeletons. You have seen it on
The
latest Bond movie and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The parade down the street. They make altars in their homes of gifts for past loved ones. So they put their past loved ones' favourite food. They put water out for them. They put photos of them out. They light candles for them to help guide them back home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cute. On the third day, they have a picnic at the cemetery. Which doesn't sound very cute, but they clean and repair their loved one's grave site.
That's nice. I like that. Yeah.
So a few different countries do this in different ways. So Germany has an interesting tradition. They have a week long. Well, the tradition that they have is they hide all the knives in the house. So they find hiding spots for all the sharp implements so that the spirits won't hurt themselves. Apparently spirits are very susceptible to sharp objects.
It's like, oh, there's a knife. I'm going to run into it.
And the next day is like a really awkward Easter egg hunt type thing.
Yeah, finding the knife.
Yes. Oh, fun for all the kids.
Yeah.
Austria leave bread and water out every night for a week.
Oh, okay.
And they leave all their lights on all night as well.
Oh, okay.
And in Poland, which I think obviously is a very trusting country, they go as far as to leave their windows and doors open all night to allow the spirits to come in.
Oh, okay.
Freely and easily.
Very interesting.
I think it's quite cute. They're all very welcoming traditions. They're all very,
Yeah, I mean, it's a very trusting time of year because even like in America with the candy and stuff, you you know, you got to be careful, I suppose.
Do you know in America now they're doing a lot of, it's getting bigger and bigger to do trunk or treat, they call it. And it's like a car boot sale where they all go to this car park and under supervised conditions, the kids go from car to car to car getting treats.
I don't know
if it's the same.
Sounds a bit less fun.
It does sound a little bit. Apparently, families get really into it and they decorate the trunk of the boot of their car.
But is there? But do people do the tricks rather than the treats?
Well, I don't know. What do you do if someone says trick instead of treat?
And what if you go to trunk or treat and you say trunk? Does that mean you get put into the car boot and you get taken down the road? Like,
yeah,
what happens then?
That's what happens.
You know what I mean? Like, it's trunk or treat, right?
Doesn't sound safer
what
at all.
What if you choose trunk? Will an elephant come out? I'm confused.
Oh, I hope so.
So, what do you do? Do you do anything in Australia? Like, do you have a stash of candy just in case people
No,
come
we
to
live
the door?
In an apartment building, so
we're you're
safe.
Fine.
Yeah, they're going to buzz up to get
I don't. Yeah. What about you?
We always have something. Just in case,
because I have to admit, last year I had one lot of kids come to the door. That was all it was.
Yeah,
and I have to admit, I didn't even think about it. And it was
so
like,
you gave them a Tim Tam.
I no, I had nothing in the house.
I don't believe that, Mark.
I literally no, nothing survives in my house for very long. And it was literally, you know, I'm really sorry. I don't think I've got anything in the house.
Well, it's next week, so you better get your candy on.
I know.
Make sure you have something.
Well, my housemate usually has a stash of candy somewhere. So
there you go.
He hides it from me. But
sounds like a smart move.
I should know. I should be able to find it.
So. Thank you very much, Robbie. Nice to hear about Halloween. It's not just about the candy. It's about other traditions as well.
Yeah. And nice welcoming ones. I mean, we did so many popularised movies and stuff where Halloween's supposed to be so scary, but really it's just a reflection on your loved ones.
Aww.
Oh, nice.
Until someone stabs you. Anyway, you're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
This has been the podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.